you can tell the Sammy that a tornado came through here. We went through town, and there was two parts of this. There was a tornado that came through, followed about 45 minutes later by straight line winds. Straight line winds got a lot of tree damage, got a lot of lines down because of that. This tornado that I guess started somewhere around Rogers and went all the way to over in Pocahontas now, came through this Briarcliff area. It's got regulators down for us. It's got, there's power lines across the road between Salesville and Norfolk. We've currently got somewhere between around 15,000 out of power, mainly in Baxter County, some in Fulton, some in Northern Sharp, and a few in Izzard. I'm thinking we'll get Fulton, Sharp, and Izzard wrapped up today. I'm going to say, based on the damage I'm seeing right here, if this is as widespread as I think it is, it's probably going to be 2 or 3 days before we get everything wrapped up in Baxter County.
Yeah, a multi-day event, it sounds like. Our latest report from your outage viewer shows 19,000 without power in Baxter County. Can you confirm that?
Yeah, and it changes. That outage viewer is it's a modeling tool. We can actually get a little more precise. I don't think it's quite that much. I think it's probably in the neighborhood of 15,000, but that will change. But, yeah, it's bad. I've heard no reports of anyone injured. I'm certainly hoping and praying nobody was, but we've sure got a lot of power line damage and tree damage. Damage down here. I'm seeing home damage right here behind me.
Are these instances where you have, like, multiple poles just down, like your crews are going to have to repair, like, even in one stretch? Just
no, actually, as I'm looking at this damage here north of Briarcliff, the poles, you know, we've got one phase down. The poles are standing. There were some regulators on one pole. Poles fine, blew the regulators off of it. So... But it looks like this is about at least a quarter mile wide, and I can't see where it goes from here because they're not letting us over the hill. But, it's not where you see 10 poles down in a row. No, you're not seeing that. But you are seeing equipment down, lines down, things like that.